Hello, my listener. Thank you for still staying tuned in Indonesia Today through our audio streaming via iNews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and I will accompany you to complete your weekend with highlight of the week. Here are the headlines. King of the Surakarta Palace, Pakubuwono XIII, has passed away. China will launch a new generation of manned spacecraft in 2026. Now the news in details. The first information is about King of the Surakarta Palace, Sinuhun Pakubuwono XIII, Hangabei, passed away on Sunday after undergoing treatment at Indriati Hospital in Solo Baru, Sukoharjo, Central Java. The King of Surakarta died at the age of 77. News of Sinuhun's death was confirmed by Pakubuwono XIII's sister-in-law, Raden Ayu Febri Hapsari Dipokusumo. The plan is that the body of the Pakubuwono XIII will be buried in the Mataram King Cemetery in Imogiri, Yogyakarta. According to relative of the Surakarta Hadiningrat Palace, His Highness Prince Haryo Edi S. Wirabumi, who is also the king's brothers-in-law, the funeral process is currently under discussion and the burial will be in Imogiri, most likely on Tuesday, November 4th, which coincidentally falls on Tuesday Kliwon. Most likely after 1 p.m. Western Indonesia time, before Imogiri, he will be laid to rest behind the main pavilion. Next, we have information about the China Manned Space Agency CMSA stated that China will launch the next generation manned spacecraft, Mengzhou 1, in 2026. Mengzhou was developed through comprehensive improvement to the Shenzhou manned spacecraft. The spacecraft adopts a modular design consisting of a return capsule and a service capsule and will provide transportation between Earth and the space station. The Mengzhou 1 manned spacecraft will make its maiden flight atop a Long March 10A carrier rocket from the Wenchang Space Launch Site in South China's Hainan Province and dock with the radial port of the space station's core model. China will also launch the Shenzhou 22 and Shenzhou 23 main spacecraft from the Jiuquan Satellites Launch Center in northwest China next year. Each mission will carry a crew of 3 astronauts. Now we have information about BPK to host the 26th INCOSAI in 2028. The Supreme Audit Agency BPK will host the 26th INCOSAI, or the 26th World Congress of Audit Institution, in 2028, scheduled for Bali. The statement was made by BPK Chairman Ismail Yatun during the second plenary session of the 25th INCOSAI held in Sharm al-Sheikh, Egypt, on Friday. On that occasion, the chairman of BPKP appreciated the Accountability State Authority of Egypt, or SAI Egypt, for organizing the 25th INCOSAI and emphasized the BPK's commitment to presenting an innovative, inspiring, and meaningful 26th INCOSAI. In addition to strengthening Indonesia's role on the international stage, she continued, the holding of this Congress is also expected to have a positive impact on the national economy, especially through improving the tourism sector and the participation of local communities. Let's move on to our next info. Central Java Bank Indonesia holds Rupiah Tresno Budoyo to strengthen financial literacy. The Bank Indonesia's Central Bank Representative Office conducted economic education through the Rupiah Tresno Budoyo event at the Raja Wali Building in Semarang, targeting micro, small and medium enterprises. Nita Rahmenia, Deputy Head of the Central Java Bank Indonesia Representative Office, explained in Semarang on Saturday that Rupiah Tresno Budoyo represent a concrete manifestation of the synergy between economic education and cultural preservation. He explained that the activity serves as a forum for the community, especially MSMEs, to strengthen financial literacy, become familiar with digital payment system, and foster a spirit of economic independence. Our next info is about Tourism Minister opens Wonderful Indonesia Wellness in Solo. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana opened the Wonderful Indonesia Wellness Festival in Solo, Central Java on Saturday evening.
She stated that today's tourists are not only looking for vacation spots but also for wellness tourism. In this regard, she stated that the Ministry of Tourism has established 7 main categories of wellness tourism, eco-nature tourism, herbal medicine, healthy culinary, lifestyle and fitness, art, spiritual healing, and spas and ethno-spas. She believes Solo is highly suitable as a wellness tourism destination due to its rich cultural heritage that can be integrated into a health and fitness concept. Coming up next, information about Indonesia received FAO Award for Balinese Snake Fruit Agroforestry System. Indonesia has received its first globally important agricultural heritage system, or GIAHS, certification from the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, for its snake fruit agroforestry system in Karangasem, Bali. The award was presented by FAO Deputy Director General Godfrey Magwensi to Muhammad Taufik Ratule, Secretary of the Director General of Horticulture, Ministry of Agriculture of the Republic of Indonesia. On his official statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, that the Indonesian government is committed to preserving and developing this agricultural heritage landscape so that it continues to benefit the community, strengthens the resilience of the food system, and serve as a learning space for sustainable agriculture based on local wisdom. Last info is about Semeru erupted 8 times with 800 meter high eruption. Mount Semeru recorded 8 eruptions with a plume reaching 800 meters above the summit on Sunday morning. Mount Semeru Observation Post Officer Liz Wanto in a written report received in Lumajang on Sunday said that Mount Semeru remains at alert or level 2 status, so the Center for Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation, or PVMBG, has issued several recommendations prohibiting public from engaging in any activities in the southeastern sector along Besuk Kobokan within 8 kilometers of the summit of the eruption's epicenter. The public should not engage in any activity within 500 meters of the riverbank along Besuk Kobokan due to the potential for spreading pyroclastic flows and lava flows up to 13 kilometers from the summit. Listener, that was the information that happens in Indonesia this week on Highlight of the Week.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
Berikan satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tenang. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata-kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku setulus hatiku dapat kau pastikan hanya milikmu selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuannya, tak ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikanku seutuhnya, terimaku apa adanya.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. practice responsible tourism, support eco-friendly and sustainable practices, choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Semua ku lalui, takkan pernah berhenti. Trying to get you, trying to break you. Stone liver, baby. Don't you worry about thing, makes you crazy. Yeah. Biarkan yang lalu pergi. Mari jalani hari yang baru. Jangan hilang semangatku.
Dengan lagu ini, nadaku melayang, layang, menemani.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In Indonesian Delights this time, I will invite you to observe the tradition of seeing the Sultan of Kasepuhan through the tradition of Chaos. In the midst of modernization that has begun to dominate their life, people in Cirebon still honor heads of palaces in the region, such as in Kasepuhan Palace of Cirebon. There is unique way which has rooted and become a tradition in Cirebon community when they want to see their sultan. The tradition is called Chaos and is meant to harmonize relationship between the sultan and his subjects. Or maybe nowadays, when the power of the sultanate is only symbolic with the surrounding community. Gusti Sultan Sepuh XIV, Pangeran Raja Adipati Arif Natadiningrat, explains.
Ada di sini namanya tradisi Chaos.
There is a tradition here called Chaos. It is the tradition of the people in villages when they want to see the Sultan. They bring rice, chickens, eggs, vegetables, fruit, even firewood. Some bring envelopes with money, not produce, which is more practical. It always happens every day. Sometimes when I was having a guest, they came with chaos. I would receive them first. It happens every day, but mostly in the month of Maulud. There can be thousands of people from morning till late in the afternoon. I have to shake hands with everybody then.
The mission of Cirebon community in visiting the Sultan is very simple. They just want him to pray to God for their success in farming, trade, working, also for a blessed life. Actually, they can simply pray by themselves for asking all such earthly things. But a sense of trust and love toward the Sultan has made people in Cirebon still observe the Chaos traditions to date. According to Gusti Sultan Sepuh XIV, Chaos is one of the many traditions that are still observed by people in Cirebon.
Some of these traditions are routine in nature, such as on Islamic holidays. Like in Hindus in Bali, they always observe certain traditions on every major Hindu holidays. While since we are Muslims, from the first of Muharram month in the Islamic calendar to the next Muharram, we have our own tradition.
The rooted tradition can still survive until today. Although there is no specific day for the public to visit the Sultan, yet in the midst of his busy life, the Sultan Sepuh XIV continues opening the doors of the palace wide to receive his people. That was a glimpse of Chaos tradition in Cirebon. Thank you for your attention and see you in the next edition of Indonesian Delights.
Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Corn is one of high-ranking commodities in Gorontalo province. This plant is mostly found in Gorontalo Regency, Bualemo Regency, and Pohuwato Regency. If you go to Pohuwato from Gorontalo by land, you can see the vast corn plantation on the left and right sides of the road. No wonder that corn is much consumed as the main ingredient of food from Gorontalo, namely Binte Biluhuta. Binte Biluhuta derives from Gorontalo regional language, which consists of binte, which means corn, or it is also called milu, while biluhuta means sport. Gorontalo people often call it milu siram. Binte biluhuta or milu siram is corn soup cooked with some spice. Narti Usman, milu siram seller in Gorontalo, explained.
Kalau ini pakai milu yang sudah tua, yang sudah dijemur sampai kering, iya jagung, terus dimasak.
This is old corn which has been dried. The corn is boiled with lime water until it is peeled off. It is then cleaned and cooked to make it softer. The prepared spice is grated coconut, spring onion, tomato, and pepper. To make it more delicious, add pepsin, salt, and oil.
Penyedapnya kayak garam, pepsin, pakai minyak kampung.
Corn pop, which is processed with natural ingredients, create rich taste as well as special and fresh aroma. Yellow corn pop sliced of tomato and spring onion make it even mouth-watering. Milu siram is usually served with tuna fish, cakalang fish, or tenggiri fish, or Spanish mackerel, which has been fried and poured with dabu-dabu, special sambal or chili paste from Gorontalo. The sweet and spicy taste of dabu-dabu makes milu siram even more tasty. This food becomes favorite food of pregnant women as revealed by Yusnan Ahmad, resident of Gorontalo.
Apalagi kalau pada waktu siang hari.
Especially in the afternoon, pregnant women are craving for this food. Why? It is because eating this food makes us produce more sweat, so it is fresh and healthy.
Keluar keringat itu.
Although it is not a must menu, milu siram is often served in various Thanksgiving ceremonies or formal events in Gorontalo. Besides, now it is getting easier to find milu siram, just like Yusnan Ahmad said.
Pedagang-pedagang kecil juga, itu sudah banyak juga.
Many small vendors now sell milu siram. Some even sell it at home, but in free time. But they have their own taste in using spice.
Cara rempah-rempahnya.
Visiting Gorontalo wouldn't be complete without tasting milu siram or binte biluhuta.
One for life. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Welcome back, listener, and thank you for staying tuned in Indonesia Today. Listener, now let's listen to the session with Rhea Asmara. Rhea Asmara, the talented German-Indonesian singer, is back with her latest single, Going Up. The song blends R&B and Afrobeat with a powerful message of self-empowerment. With her melodious voice and energetic choreography, Rhea is ready to take us all to the next level. Catch Rhea Asmara only on The Session. Hi, today in Voice of Indonesia Studio we have
Rhea Asmara.
Yay! Hi, Rhea. Hey. So I have to slide you.
Oh, good.
Okay, so how are you, Rhea?
I'm doing really good. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, awesome. So I've already heard your song earlier. It's called Going Up, right?
Yeah, correct.
What exactly means of the song,
babe? Well, the song actually is about more, it's like a very focused message on girl power. Ooh. And being a girl boss, what Ooh. It means to be a girl boss.
Girl boss, okay.
Yeah, so it's very like, it's a very confident song with the music and the lyrics as well. And it's actually a continuation of my first song. So the storyline is like the continuation. So it's more like, now I'm a girl boss, now I'm focusing on myself. And that's basically
okay. So you said earlier that you have the first single and it's a continuation. Going Up is actually the continuation of the first single.
Yeah, well, I mean storyline.
Okay, so are you planning to make a album?
Well, that's the dream.
Okay,
that's the dream.
Hopefully it will come
true. Yeah,
because you're gonna make a story and the story will ghost continues, right?
Yes,
several series, maybe?
I mean, yeah, for sure, because I feel like as a musician also, just if you look at any musician, I think if in an album or not, I think all of an artist or, you know, I think all of an artist's like music repertoire always tells a story from their first song to maybe their last song. So I would say like so far, I mean, for me, I have 3 songs and I think still, I mean, they're quite different from each other, but I still think that they tell a story. Ooh. Yeah, of like who I am and my journey and things like that.
Ah, okay. So talking about your journey, I heard you have a long story before you entering the Indonesian music industry, right? Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so basically, to kind of give the general information about myself. I was born in Germany, so I lived there for 1 year. My dad is German, my mom's Indonesian, so I'm a mixed kid. And then after 1 year of living in Germany, we moved to Hong Kong. Mm. And we lived there for like 4 years. And after that, we moved to Singapore. And till now, basically, Singapore is where I grew up in, the city and the country I grew up in. And yeah, basically, I don't know. Yeah, third culture kid kind of things, I would say.
And it also makes you able to speak several languages.
Yeah, I guess,
including Cantonese, right? It's a hard, language.
Yeah, it is pretty hard.
Yeah, I know. So did you learn it just by doing, because you met all your friends every day?
Well, like Cantonese, for example, like I learned that in Hong Kong, actually, because I mean, I was quite young, actually. Now I can't really talk Cantonese anymore.
You're still young too now.
Yeah, but like much, much younger. Okay, I mean, growing up also in the German school, I also took an extra language class, which is not Cantonese, but it was Mandarin. Mm. So I would say that was much easier for me, because since I already learned Cantonese when I was like, I don't know, 4 years old maybe. So it kind of like the basics kind of came back to me.
Okay.
So yeah.
So it reminds you for a lot of things. Also, moving from Germany to Hong Kong and then to Singapore.
Yeah.
Then you release a single here, mm-hmm, in Indonesia.
How do you feel moving in several countries like that?
I think it's very insightful because like learning from completely different cultures, even if it's, for example, like, you know, Hong Kong and Singapore and Indonesia, they're all in Asia, Southeast Asia, but I think still each country has its own kind of, you know, morals and ethics and how people talk, how people put themselves out there, uh-huh. you know? So I think for some people, I would say probably maybe it would get overwhelming because, you know, there's so many different kinds of things you have to adapt to. But I think it's definitely very good for me and for, you know, for the future, I guess, to just understand that everybody works differently, you know?
Mm, in every country, it works differently, yeah. right? Wow, it's amazing. And why did you decide to release a single here in Indonesia?
Singapore
also has a very good musical industry, though.
I think we decided to focus on the music industry in Indonesia just because actually in Singapore the music and entertainment industry isn't as big as Indonesia. Indonesia's music industry is way bigger. That's also one of the reasons, but also because I wanted to kind of go back to my roots as well.
Okay.
Because I'm half Indo, but I never lived here. So that's why I was like, you know, the music industry is so big. I kind of want to go back to my roots because, you know, I grew up in a German school. I learned German. I was born in Germany, but I never had like close connections with Indonesia. And I really want to get back to like just to understand my culture a lot more. So that's why it's helped me as well to bring music here.
That's quite interesting because it means that you want to know your roots in Indonesia and you want to learn the culture. So what have you learned so far from the Indonesian culture itself?
Maybe not what I've learned, but what I've seen is the people here, no matter who you meet and like how their relationship is to you, they're always kind. That's like the number one thing I notice all the time everywhere. Like even it's, you know, just, I don't know, somebody that helps you open a door. They're just like, you can tell the smile on their face. Okay. It's very genuine. And I feel like that's what gets people in Indonesia throughout the day. Because, you know, you meet such nice people. Just like from the little words you say, it's like, it's very, I don't know, heartwarming.
cool. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Well, hopefully you enjoy your route here in Indonesia and learn a lot more about Indonesian culture. Because I think we still have maybe one day you will get an inspiration to mix your music with Indonesian traditional music.
Oh,
so how far do you know about the Indonesian traditional music itself?
I mean, I've heard several already. Like, you know, I mean, because in each city in Indonesia that you visit, you kind of hear the music wherever you go a little bit. Like, you know, for example, Javanese music, like my mom is, I'm Javanese basically because my mom is Javanese. So like I understand like the music from there. I've heard it and I can tell the difference between that and, for example, like maybe Balinese music, for example. So like I've heard it before and it's very, I really love it. Like, for example, like, I don't know, I love the sounds of gamelan. It's so nice.
Really?
It's so good that I could imagine putting that in a song because the instrument sounds so beautiful.
There you go. That's an inspiration. So what do you know? All right then. Well, thank you very much, Rhea, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
To be able to come to the session for this week's edition. And of course, it's time for us to say goodbye. And we're going to... Oh, just a second. Before we say goodbye, if there is Indonesian people or any other people who wants to contact you or check out your song, check out your music, where did they have to go?
So you'd have to find me if you want to listen to my songs on Spotify, just Rhea Asmara. And then my social media is just Instagram is at It's Me Rhea Asmara and TikTok Rhea Asmara, YouTube Rhea Asmara. So pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
R-H-E-A.
All
correct.
Right. Okay then. Well, listener and also viewers, of course. I'll see you again next week at the same time. And here is Rhea Asmara with Going Up. Bye.
Leave a message after the... Did you call me up again? Want me now, boy, it's too late. Wait, normally you take your time. It looks like you've changed your mind. So let's just agree to disagree. That everybody wants somebody, but I ain't your company. Oh, baby. Boy, it's such a shame that you can't be my man. Let me fix you up, but you won't be the same. Boy, it's such a shame that you can't be my man. Let me fix you up, but you won't be the same. Cause going up, are you down? Going up, are you down? Going up, 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 are you down? Going up, 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 are you down? Fire's fading now, baby, can't you see? You and me, body stands into the flow, so don't you hurry. So let's just agree to disagree. That everybody wants somebody, but I ain't your company. Oh, baby. Boy, it's such a shame that you can't be my man. Let me fix you up, boy, you won't be the same. Boy, it's such a shame that you can't be my man. Let me fix you up, boy, you won't be the same. Cause going up, are you down? Going up, are you down? Going up, 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 are you down? Going up, 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 are you down?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau kita hidup di bagian RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
For staying tuned in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, you can contact us to our Facebook fan page at The Voice of Indonesia, our Instagram account at VOI_official, and email address voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and happy weekend.